However, Sita soon lapsed into her usual hopeless mood as she gazed at the Rakshasis around her. And she thought, "But what if Ravana kills me before Ram is able to come and save me? In this miserable condition, I cannot bear the torment." Desiring to end her life, Sita took the string binding her hair and knotted it tightly around her neck. Then she began tying the other end to the branch of the Ashoka tree. However, just at that moment, Sita again experienced many auspicious signs, and so her mood brightened. But all this time, Hanuman had remained hidden, listening to Sita and the Rakshasis. He began considering the situation. "I must go and comfort Sita, for her intelligence has become covered due to her intense grief. Somehow or other, I must allay her fears and give her hope before returning to Ram. Indeed, at any time she may decide to give up her life out of despair. Still, how can I talk with her in the midst of these Rakshasis? Oh, never mind. Somehow I must do it. Ram will surely ask me if I have any message from Sita. And if I reply that I have none, Ram may decide to burn me to ashes with his anger. Therefore, I think both Sita and Ram need to be consoled with news of each other. So I will go and meet Sita while her guards are inattentive. If I speak to her in Sanskrit, surely she will have faith in my words. However, if I speak like a Brahmana, she may think that I am instead Ravana, disguised as a mendicant. So perhaps if I address her in the Ayodhya dialect, then she will believe me. But if she hears a monkey speaking like a human, then she will think I am Ravana. How perplexing this is, especially since Ravana can assume any form he likes. So I must be very careful, for if she screams, her cries will alert the guards. If the guards see me, they will also become afraid because of my gigantic size. Thus they will call for the help of Ravana's soldiers. Then I could be taken captive. Even if I were able to defeat all the Rakshasas, I would probably be too tired to jump back to the mainland. So I must consider how to approach Sita very carefully, for a thoughtless messenger can ruin even the most perfect plan. After pondering his dilemma in great detail, Hanuman firmly concluded, "First, I will sing Ram's praises in order to gain Sita's confidence. Then I shall deliver Ram's message to her." And from within the branches of the great Ashoka tree, Hanuman began to recite, "Descendant of Ikshvaku, King Dasharath was his name. Righteous and heroic, he ruled Ayodhya of fame. He received 4 mighty sons, Ram the loved of his heart, full of infinite potencies, Vishnu in human part. To give Kaikeyi her boons, into exile Ram was sent, upholder of his father's vow, with Sita and Lakshmana he went. When Ram killed the Rakshasas, who filled the rishis with fear, Ravana kidnapped Sita with the help of Maricha the deer. Then in his search for Sita, Ram made Sugriva a friend, to search the southern quarter. I, Hanuman, did he send. After crossing many mountains, I jumped the ocean vast. and thus I have succeeded in finding you at last. Ram will come to save you, his dearly beloved wife. Now give me a little message to save your husband's life." As Hanuman fell silent, Sita began looking up into the tree to find the speaker. When she saw Hanuman, she thought she must be dreaming. "Oh, is it not inauspicious to see a monkey in one's dreams?" Overwrought from anguish, Sita wept bitterly and then suddenly fainted. And when she regained consciousness, she began thinking, "After seeing a monkey in my nightmare, I should pray for the welfare of Ram and Lakshman. But how could I have been dreaming? For in my state of anguish, being separated from Ram, I cannot sleep even for a moment. So it must not have been a dream, but rather an hallucination. The monkey I saw could not have been real, for wherever I look, I see only Ram. My ears only hear the voice of Ram, and I can think only of Ram and nothing else. But I cannot believe the monkey was illusory, because he appeared so real. O Lords Brahma, Indra, Surya, Vayu, please let that monkey really exist, and let his words of Ram bring me auspiciousness." Then Hanuman came down from his hiding place in the tree. Standing before Sita with folded hands, he then inquired, "Who are you? For you appear to be a goddess. I think you must be the consort of Ram." Sita was so delighted to hear the name of Ram that in reply to Hanuman's questions, she practically narrated the entire story of her life. In conclusion, Sita explained, "Ravana has given me only 2 more months to live. So if Ram does not come here before then, I shall give up my life." Now, gaining confidence, Hanuman replied, "You should know that I am Ram's envoy, and I can assure you Ram is quite well. Ram has sent me here just to locate you. Ram anxiously inquires about your welfare." And Sita was delighted. With great happiness, they continued talking to each other. However, as they became more engrossed in their conversation, Hanuman gradually began inching his way closer to Sita. And upon realizing this, Sita was suddenly seized with the thought that perhaps Hanuman was actually Ravana, disguised as a monkey. And thus she exclaimed, "Oh, how disgusting that I have been tricked into talking with you." Sita then sank to the ground. Exhausted from grief, she rebuked Hanuman, "How abominable for you to come to me in disguise." But the very next moment, Sita considered, "But I certainly feel delighted at heart to see this monkey. So perhaps my suspicions are false. Perhaps he really is a messenger from Ram." Thus composing herself, Sita once again addressed Hanuman more favorably. "Please, tell me more about Ram. Your descriptions of him are most pleasing to my ears and heart." In truth, Sita was absorbed in intense ecstasy in separation from Ram. Thus, her talks were manifestations of transcendental madness. Just like a deranged woman, Sita again began speculating. "Maybe this monkey is a ghost. Perhaps I only imagine that I see him, because I have become mentally unbalanced due to my agony. No, I should not even think like this. Why should I allow myself to become carried away by my disturbed mind? From his speech, it appears that this monkey came here in the service of Ram. However, how can I believe that a mere monkey could jump over the ocean to Lanka? No, it must be Ravana who has come here in disguise. Hanuman could understand Sita's doubts, and to allay her fears, Hanuman continued to glorify Ram and reassure her in various ways. But then, to test Hanuman, Sita said, "So please tell me the story of how you met Ram, and also describe to me in full detail the bodily features of Ram, as well as his brother Lakshman." "O Princess of Videha, Ram has eyes that resemble lotus petals. He has broad shoulders and mighty arms, and his neck is shaped like a conch shell. His eyes are coppery, and his voice deep like the sound of a kettle drum. In three places he is solid, his breast, wrist, and fist. In three places he is elevated, his chest, the rim of his navel, and his abdomen. In three places he is reddish, his eyes, his nails, and palms, as well as the soles of his feet. He is deep in voice, his navel is deep, and he walks swiftly. He has three folds of skin on his neck and belly, and he is small in four places, his neck, genitals, calves, and back. And when he walks in four different gaits, like that of a lion, a tiger, an elephant, and a bull. And on his body, 10 places are like a lotus flower. His complexion, mouth, eyes, tongue, lips, palate, breast, nails, hands, and feet. And in 4 places he is fine. His bodily hair, skin, finger joints, and perception. Indeed, Ram has all these features and many more. And the beauty of Lakshman is also immeasurable. Lakshman's complexion is golden, whereas Lord Ram is greenish. I met these two brothers at the Rishyamukha mountain. When Ram saw the jewels you dropped in the midst of the monkeys while being carried away by Ravana, Ram became overwhelmed with joy and tears fell from his eyes. To establish an alliance of friendship with Sugriva, Ram killed his brother Vali. To repay this favor, Sugriva initiated a great search for you all over the world by dispatching millions of monkeys. And now, by good fortune, I have located you in this remote place. And as for me, I am the son of the mighty monkey Kesari. My father originally resided at the Mulya Hills and later moved to Gokarna Mountain. When Sambasadna was oppressing the celebrated rishis, Kesari killed the great demon at their request. And thereafter, I was begot by the wind god Vayu through the womb of Kesari's consort. After listening to Hanuman's description, Sita became convinced that he was indeed a messenger sent by her husband. She began shedding tears of joy. Hanuman then took the opportunity to give Ram's ring to Sita. Recognizing it and seeing the name of her beloved on the inside band, Sita's face blossomed with joy as if she were experiencing the arrival of Ram himself. O Hanuman, I am eternally indebted to you for this gift. You are so magnanimous to have come here just for my sake. Now please, tell me more about Ram. O Sita, it is only because Ram does not know exactly where you are that he has not come here to rescue you. Without you, Ram does not know a moment of peace of mind. Truly, as soon as I return and inform Ram of your presence here in this Ashoka Grove, Ram will immediately come and kill the evil Ravana. O Hanuman, you must stress upon Ram the urgency of the matter, for after 2 months, Ravana will kill me. Ravana's younger half-brother, Vibhishana, has repeatedly pleaded with Ravana to return me to Ram. And likewise, Vibhishan's eldest daughter has told me how a wise old minister named Avindya forewarned Ravana of the imminent destruction of all the Rakshasas at the hands of Ram. But Ravana refuses to listen to any of this advice. O Sita, if you like, I can immediately deliver you to Ram by carrying you myself to Kishkindya on my back. I am sure that the Rakshasas could not keep up with me as I fly across the ocean. O Hanuman, I am thrilled to hear this, but still, your proposal seems quite like what any monkey would present. How can someone so small even think of carrying me across the ocean? Hanuman was a little offended by her remarks, and so he thought, how little she thinks of me. Then, to demonstrate his prowess, Hanuman revealed his gigantic form, boasting, "If you like, I can uproot the entire city of Lanka. And then, along with Ravana, I will carry it back to Ram. So please give up your doubts about me." "O Hanuman, certainly you are strong enough to carry me across the ocean. However, I do not think it such a good idea. For what if I become faint as you dash across the sky and I fall into the shark and crocodile-infested waters? And moreover, when the Rakshasas rally and attack you, you will be fully engaged in fighting with them. And what will happen to me? So even if you somehow manage to kill all the Rakshasas, this would only serve to diminish the glory of Ram." "O Hanuman, since I am completely devoted to my husband, I do not want to touch the body of anyone else but Ram. When Ravana kidnapped me, I was helpless and I had no choice. However, now Ram must come here himself and rescue me after killing the wicked Ravana. This act alone would be worthy of enhancing his glorious reputation." "O Sita, I appreciate your statements, which are just befitting the chaste and righteous wife of Ram. So now I will leave, but first, please give me some token that I can give to Ram in order to help me convince him that I have actually met you."